Me and he said, Dad, he said, this week at music school, he said, I was involved in some deliverance with this young girl and saw her set free. And about 3 days later, she came back to me and she said, hey, I don't know what it is, James, but there's still something inside of me that doesn't like what's inside of you. And as a result of that, the girl's lying on the ground, having been prayed for and ministered to in the middle of this Salvation Army music school. And she's lying on the ground, and my son James leans over and said, there's a song in your head, sing it now. She began to sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so, which actually is the only theology you need when you've just been delivered. You can mess the devil up with that. And so he told me, he began a praise party, an hour and a half praise party. And at the end of this praise party, he grabbed the declaration of faith of the Salvation Army, and he screamed it at the top of his voice. He said, I dived on the ground, Dad, and I redug the well of the Salvation Army. And he said something to me that I had never heard, never expected, never to my knowledge heard anyone preach on. He said to me, though, words that every dad wants to hear, but I got another revelation when he said it. Because he dived on the ground, he said. He said, when I was redigging the well, when I did that, I felt like you, Dad. Do you know that's what your Heavenly Father wants to hear you say? That's what he's waiting for. He's waiting for you to call home and say, when I did that, I felt like you, Dad. Do you know it should be true of you and true of me that people say of us, I've seen them, I've seen the Father. It's outrageous, but it's true. We're meant to be like him. We're meant to be like Jesus. It should be true of us that just as James was able to call me and say, when I did that, I felt like you, that I should be able to say to my Heavenly Father, when I did that, I felt like you. And what is more, when people have seen me, they've seen the Father. They won't see all of him like they did with Jesus, but they will see some of him. When they see me, they've seen some of the Father. You've seen an aspect of him. That's our assignment. See, this journey that I had, this journey that it took me to, of course, the great statement of Moses, the great statement of Moses, show me your glory. I mean, you can't start on a glory journey without that in your head. It's the most audacious request of the Bible. Moses, I mean, I'll skim it really quickly, but I'm not going to skip it because it's fun just to throw it out there. This is the guy who has a conversation with a burning bush, you know, that reveals himself as I am, who then is set on this incredible journey that holds rods in his hand and throws them to ground. They become snakes and vice.